counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outre.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Another week, another countdown. Welcome to the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emin, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. What are you going to find if you go to that website? Brian is going to let you know.
Yeah, go check it out. Earshot is the National Campus AIM Community Radio Report published every week at that fine website, which is again earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 there. We're about to bring you the top 20, and you can also find regional top 30 album lists submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations, many of which are our fine airing partners and on which you might be listening to this program this very moment. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more from lots of great volunteers. So again, go check it out.
And we're online, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter, all are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to connect with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. So please get in touch with us and let us know, and we'll do that for you. We've got the top 20, and Stephen Karlick joins us on the program as well again this week with some music news, some great news coming your way in the next 2 hours about lots of festivals. It's that time of year, Brian. Are you going to go to any this year? Are you planning on it?
Yeah, probably. I'd like to get out to Sappy Fest this year. I don't know where
it's all kinds.
I went to a lot of festivals last year, more festivals than I ever went to before, and yeah, it was a lot of fun, but I don't know how much time I'll have this year.
True. There's a lot of great acts that are going to be performing, and a lot of acts that listeners of this show will be familiar with, or listeners to community, campus community radio. Some of the ones that seem interesting, the festival, Bestival Toronto, sounds like it's going to be really cool.
And it's going to be the best one ever.
It's going to be the best festival. It's Bestival. And it sounds like they have a really good lineup. Stephen and I are going to talk about that in a little bit, and so you'll get the rundown. You'll know what's going on this summer. You'll have no excuse, and I want to see you out every day of the week, even if it's for 15 minutes. Enjoy the sun, because I'm getting sick of the snow, and I'm sure everybody else is too. I'm not going to rant about it this week, but it's time to go.
I don't know. We're airing some locales that are pretty nice.
True.
Like, I'm on Vancouver Island and stuff. They're doing all right.
Yeah, I know. Somebody posted a picture. I posted a picture of the fact that we were going to have +0 temperature, +1, +0 was going to be our high in the next coming week. And someone posted a picture and said, "Oh, sorry." And theirs is like +12, +13. I was sad about that, yeah. But we'll get it soon enough, and all this snow will melt, and then I'll be happy again. It is getting lighter in the evenings, which is good, and clocks are going to go back soon, or ahead, so we'll gain an hour, lose an hour. That's the thing I always don't look forward to, is losing the hour.
Yeah, the show airs live on Fridays here at our home station, Local 107.3 FM, and the clocks are going to spring ahead on Sunday, so it might have already happened.
But you won't lose an hour of this show.
You're already enjoying the new time zone.
Yeah.
Daylight savings is over.
But the show will still be 2 hours. Two hours of great music. Imagine if you lost an hour of the show because of the time change. All right, we've got the first 10 to bring you in this hour of the program. Still some movement happening. We've got some new stuff entering the charts. Brian will tell you a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, as we do every single week, we got 20 fine releases for you, and we say goodbye to a couple of the ones from last week. The Dodos go from number 16 to number 22, Michael Feuerstack number 14 to number 25, and the High Dials are number 17 to number 28. But we're going to say a fine return to at least one artist in this top 20. We're also going to hear from a couple of new albums, and pretty much everything moves all around except for our number one.
Well, all right then, let's kick it all off with number 20.
All right, we're going to bring you three fine tunes here in a row, so don't go anywhere. At number 20, Sitting Still is A Place to Bury Strangers' Eyes Wrong. There's the top number one and number 20, Sitting Still. Everything else. Oh,
so it's kind of like around. It's kind of like a chart, it's a little sandwich. Yeah, that's good.
They have a new record out called Transfixiation. We're going to hear a track called We've Come So Far. Humans are up next at number 19. They're up from debuting at number 22 the week before, and their new one is called Noontide. You're going to hear a track called Tell Me, and Hey Rosetta hanging on in number 18, down from number 10 from Second Sight. We'll close off this set of music with Near Beyond.
A Place to Bury Strangers, your number 20 this week. It's a song called We've Come So Far. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
I lost my You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19. Number 18.
Thank you.
That was Neon Beyond by Hey Rosetta at number 18, down from number 10 from Second Sight. At number 19, up from number 22, we heard a new one from Humans. Their latest release is called Noontide, and we heard Tell Me, and we kicked it all off this week with We've Come So Far by A Place to Bury Strangers. Their newest record, Transfixiation, sits still at number 20.
Earshot 20, we're going to take a break from the charts now, and Brian letting you know what you heard there. All kinds of music on the way as well, but a break right now to chat with Stephen Karlik from Exclaim Magazine, all the way from Toronto. He's got some music news for us, and we've got lots to talk about in terms of live shows coming up in the next 2 hours of the program. Stephen, welcome back, as always.
Thank you so much.
And we'll kick things off with the fact that Sled Island has unveiled their initial lineup for 2015, and it looks exciting.
Yes, indeed. Calgary, of course, looks forward every summer to their annual Sled Island Festival. This year, I announced on a previous show that it was being curated by Godspeed You Black Emperor. Now, the initial lineup for the year's event has been announced. Joining Godspeed You Black Emperor on the bill, which will run from June 24th to 28th, are the likes of Television, Drive Like Jehu, Lightning Bolt, Bodyhead, Daniel Lanois, X-Hex, and King Tuff, not to mention others like Pentagram, Fu Manchu, Pissed Jeans, Black Milk, Jagged Jazzist, 100 Waters, Lydia Ainsworth, Ice Age, and a ton more. Some very cool stuff. It's very Godspeed You Black Emperor. You can tell that it's their touch. A lot of post-rock, a lot of very distorted sounds coming there, and very cool forward-thinking experimental sounds, especially from some Canadian bands there. So lots of cool stuff to look forward to. Godspeed themselves will be performing twice during the festival at the city's Central United Church. And overall, more than 250 bands are going to be announced. They'll play across 30 venues. So more to come, but for now, you can find the lineup so far at exclaim.ca. Lots of cool stuff.
I find it just truly incredible that over a four-day span, you're going to be able to get 250 live acts in 30 venues, too. That must take incredible organization.
Totally. And it's a cool thing. Like, I know that it's one of the big ones, especially in Calgary. And in Vancouver and in Edmonton, a lot of people travel in to see that one. Very cool.
Well, if you are a festival person and you like to make it out to as many as you can, or you're not able to make it to Sled Island, there is news on the way for Bestival in Toronto.
Yeah, so it was newsworthy in itself that Toronto was getting a version of Bestival, a festival that has long run in the UK. A few months after it was announced that the festival was coming to Toronto, they've unveiled their initial lineup, which is incredibly cool. It's got a lot of interesting acts that aren't playing a lot of other festivals, just like Sled Island does. Headlining the whole thing is UK pop titans Florence and the Machine and rap icon Nas. So two very different and very cool headliners, not to mention a ton of smaller and just as awesome stuff. Caribou, Waves, Omar Suleiman, Jamie XX, Owen Pallett, Born Ruffians, Subtract, Flostradamus, Humans, Scream, and more. So lots of very cool stuff. That's happening on Toronto Island, actually. So you'll have to take the ferry there, but it is worth it. The island is beautiful. It's happening June 12th and 13th this summer. You can get full ticket info at exclaim.ca, so that's one to look forward to as well.
I didn't even realize that that Toronto Island was that big, that it would be able to, you know, hold or house a festival, I guess.
It's not huge, but it is big enough. North by Northeast did their first island things last year. I think there have been other... Wavelength has done stuff there. Wavelength have organized shows there. So, yes, now and then. I don't think it's huge, so I'm not sure how many tickets they're going to sell, but definitely very cool stuff.
Awesome. One more story before we get back to the charts, and this is one for vinyl fans to get all hopped up about.
Yes, and it's good news because vinyl fans have had a hard time of it lately between Record Store Day sort of... I mean, the controversy of Record Store Day is that by repressing all these old records, it's very hard for new indie artists to get their records pressed. And that was shown kind of sadly this week when Mammoth Cave Recording Company folded, unfortunately. But now, news out of Kansas that Quality Record Pressings, which is one of the biggest record pressing plants in North America, is apparently stepping up operations. They've bought 13 new vinyl pressing machines. Apparently, the machines were previously going unused in Chicago, where the former owner of the machines hoped to start his own plant, but didn't, unfortunately, have the money to get it off the ground. The purchase will allow Quality Record Pressings to catch up with its backlog of orders, and owner Chad Kasem said in a statement to USA Today that, quote, "It was getting aggravating because everyone all over the world is looking for presses, and I knew that without them, we simply couldn't deal with all the orders for vinyl we had on the books. Once these new purchases are up and running, quality record pressings will have 27 machines, and like I said, will be one of the biggest manufacturers in North America. As it is, the company already produces more than 1 million records per year. So very cool stuff in terms of getting vinyl to people who want it and getting vinyl out there for artists who just can't compete with major labels who are sort of swamping Record Store Day. And in that vein, Fat Possum Records also recently launched its own pressing plant. So good news, and hopefully more on the horizon.
Yeah, sounds like it'll be great news for vinyl fans that are looking for that you know, something extra, that piece of substance that you don't get with a CD or a digital download.
There you go.
All right, we're going to get back to the charts. Stephen, we're going to need you to hang on the line into the second hour of the program. We'll be back with you for some more music news, some cool stuff coming up, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Cairo there at number 17, there at number 26 the week before, and their new album is called History of Reasons. You're going to hear a track called With You, and then Bjork is back into the show at number 16 from 21. Her new album is called Volnakura, and you're going to hear History of Touches.
Columbia. And though you come from a different place, you see the good in all of us. And though I remember so little, I remember I was just a little ball of trust. And every time that I go back, I see the faces I miss much. Put up much of us. And though I felt so hard for you, I promised myself that no enough was enough. Yeah, every time I look at you, I see the faces I miss so much.
I wake you up in the middle of the night to express my love for you.
make it, I can feel all of you at the same moment. I wake you up in the night, feeling this is our last time together. Therefore, sensing all the moments we've been together, being here at the same time. Every single touch we ever touch each other, every single fact we had together is in a wondrous time lapse with us here at this moment. The history of touches, every single archive compressed into a second, all with us here as I wake you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was History of Touches by Bjork. Her latest album, Vulnicura, is at number 16, up from number 21. And we also heard from Cairo at number 17, up from 26, was A History of Reasons and the track With You.
We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We've got a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete in the first 10 of the top 20. And remember, if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, you want some exposure on here, we're happy to do that for you. Just contact us in any way you feel fit. Email, Facebook, Twitter, snail mail, call me. Call me. I'll answer. I promise. But anyway you want to reach out to us, and or you can call Brian if that exchange was too creepy for you and now you don't want to talk to me, you can call Brian.
1-800-ANTHONY.
Yeah, I should get that number done. Is that enough digits? ANTHONY.
Yes, it is.
It is, exactly. Oh, that's really good. 1-800-ANTHONY. No. Anyway, we've got some music to bring you, and we're going to do that right now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
All right, don't go anywhere. Here is Panda Bear at number 15, down from 12. Panda Bear meets the Grim Reaper and Mr. No. And you're also going to hear from the Golden Dogs. They're up one spot to number 14 from their latest record, 3.5. You're going to hear Decided. I'm gonna go.
Earshot 20. Number 14. We'll be right back.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was decided by the Golden Dogs there, number 14 up from number 15. Their new album is called 3 and a Half. And we kicked off that set of music with Panda Bear at number 15. Down for number 12 is Panda Bear Meets the Grim Reaper.
I'm Anthony Emman, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we have only three more tracks now to bring you before this hour is complete. And the first 10 of the top 20 counted down. But before we do that, Brian, I wanted to know, have you been watching any TV shows, like religiously watching them, things you're really into or catching up on? Because I'm sad that you stopped watching The Walking Dead, but I'm going to try and get you to start watching Suits.
No.
It's so good. So good. But The Walking Dead's really good too. I feel like if you started it now and just ignored kind of what happened midway through, you'd be into it again. I feel like you'd get into it. But any shows that you're feeling?
Oh, I don't know. I've been waiting for seasons of things to end to watch.
You're one
them
of those.
Yeah.
Binge watcher.
There's a new show, sort of spinoff from Breaking Bad called Better Call Saul. I want to watch.
I've heard good things about that show.
I also
show.
Heard the other day that the new Orange is the New Black season comes out in June.
June 12th. It's a horrifying show, but it's so good. Anyway, well, there you go. I just wanted to put that out there. Maybe our listeners have favorite shows. I'm going to post that. I always say this and then I never do because I always forget, but I'm going to post that to our Facebook page. What are you currently watching that you think Brian or I should start watching? And the winner will win our undying affection for them, for putting us onto a new show.
Great prize.
It's an excellent prize. All right, here's another great prize for you. Your number 13, which is coming at you right now.
All right, it's a self-titled release from Helifax's Moon at number 13 up from 18. Here is Meridian.
Thank you.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
I am a boy from the high country, and I got a little love for the offering. I come down from the mountain, bow to the sea, and Carolina love, I will carry thee. Gonna take you up, gonna take you around. Though your poor little pant legs all dragging down. Did you crack your leg? Did you skin your knee? And Carolina love, I will carry thee. Sealed with a handshake, spoiled with a kiss. You got an ugly little mouth, boy, and it's come to this. I'm bound for the hilltop, gonna make it bleed. And Carolina love will carry thee. I am a boy from the high country, and I got a little love for the offering. And I got a little love for the offering. And I got a little love for the offering.
Shot 20. Number 11.
Night.
It's the Earshot 20.
From their new record, Should the Light Go Out, that was Twin River at number 11, debuting at 33 the week before with the track Word to the Wise. We also heard from the Decemberists, they're up one spot to 12 with What a Terrible World, What a Beautiful World, and the song Carolina Low. And we started off with one from Moon. They have a new debut record out at number 13. For number 18, we heard Meridian.
There you go. That's me washing my hands of the first 10. Yes, they could. You could hear the, like, you can hear the whoosh, whoosh. Anyway, it is the first 10 complete of the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emman, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. And if you're just tuning in, we do this every week. We count down the national top 20 albums coming from earshot-online.com, the national top 50 that gets posted there. And we do the top 20 countdown every week out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, airs on Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And we also record here and send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. Or you podcast the show on iTunes, no matter how you're listening to us. Thanks very much for tuning in. Stick around the next hour of the program, the top 10. Stephen Karlik's back. We get your lowdown. All kinds more is on the way. We'll be right back.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.